But what I do want to do in our time together is I want to try to discuss in a way that I hope will help you a little bit more about the relationship between science and Christianity to show that this picture that is widely circulated is really not true. And I want to proceed in the following way. I want to first of all talk about something called scientism. Then I'm going to talk about areas where scientific discoveries are actually supporting Christianity. And then I'm going to talk about some problem areas that we need to do more work on. And at the end of the day, my conclusion will be that science is actually supporting Christianity more than it's harming it, but there are areas of question that we need to work on. That will be my ultimate conclusion. So I want to begin with a discussion of something called scientism. Years ago, I was invited to do an evangelistic talk in Baltimore, Maryland, and I was warned that a PhD from Johns Hopkins in physics was going to be there, and this gentleman hated Christianity and religion, thought it was a bunch of nonsense, and that he would be at this meeting. So we were at the hors d'oeuvre table before the meeting gathered, and this gentleman came in and came to the hors d'oeuvre table and was introduced to me. And no sooner than we had exchanged pleasantries than this gentleman said, "Well, I understand that you're a philosopher and a theologian," to me. And I said, "Well, you know, I give it my best shot." And he said, "Yeah," he said, "I used to be interested in philosophy when I was a teenager. But," he said, "when I grew up, I outgrew it. Because I came to realize that if you can't prove it and test it in the laboratory, it's nothing but a bunch of nonsense and idle opinion. And you can't test philosophy or religious claims in the lab, so it's just a bunch of hot air." Well, that's how he introduced himself to me. Now, that is scientism. And scientism is basically the idea that science is the only way that we can know reality.